It's the second division matchup for the Bills in 3 weeks, and after dropping their opening division contest to New England in week one, Buffalo cannot afford to fall to 0-2 as they go to visit the New York Jets. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, the Meadowlands have not proven kind to the Bills. It's been tough for them to post a victory down there in recent years. But both of these teams have gone through a lot of changes this offseason.
Yeah, we all know about the changes here in Buffalo for the Jets. They've had some big changes. They traded away their best defensive player, Darrelle Revis, in the offseason, and they let their defensive coordinator, Mike Pettine, come up here to the Buffalo Bills. Pettine has revamped the Buffalo defense in the image and likeness of what he and Rex Ryan put together with the New York Jets. But Pettine emphasized to his players that this Sunday is not about Mike Pettine versus Rex Ryan.
I addressed the defense after we put the Carolina game behind us, that a lot was going to be made of this for obvious reasons. But it's, again, it's going to come down to the Bills versus the Jets, not me versus Rex. It makes for a good story. But, again, it comes down to the players, and I wanted to make sure that our guys didn't get caught up in this and didn't lose sight of that.
The battle of two rookie quarterbacks is the other big storyline in this matchup. And while E.J. Manuel has a passer rating that ranks ninth in the NFL and a completion percentage that ranks sixth in the AFC, Geno Smith has had his share of struggles with the Jets through his first two outings, including a four-interception performance against the New England Patriots in their last game. Bills head coach Doug Marrone, however, who is very familiar with Smith, still sees the Jets rookie QB as a threat.
Having competed against him in college and then having the ability to work him out and spend some time with him, I had a great appreciation for him then, of what was asked of him and what he did and what he had to do. And when I look at him now, you know, I see a player that's developed. And I said that before, that, you know, we made a decision to go with EJ. We thought that was best, you know, for our organization. But I thought that there were quarterbacks out there that will win in this league. And I think that Geno Smith is developing, and he's doing a nice job there. He really is when you see what they're asking him to do.
Well, Geno and the Jets are going to have to keep an eye on Bills defensive end Mario Williams, who's coming off his best performance as a Buffalo Bill. 4.5 sacks against Carolina last week. He returns to the stadium where he played his initial game as a Buffalo Bill. That one did not go all that well in the season opener in 2012, but Mario Williams expects some extra attention this week.
They obviously got a bunch of formations. They're a big chip team. We'll get a mixture of things, I'm pretty sure. But I don't look at it, you know, focusing on myself, you know, because everybody across the board can make plays. So that's the thing that's good about us is, you know, we all are capable. We're all in the position to help out and take pressure off one another. So that's a good thing.
This being the first road test for the Bills under head coach Doug Marrone. Marrone had artificial crowd noise pumped onto the practice field late in the week in preparation for the atmosphere at MetLife Stadium. Eric Wood recognizes the importance of he and E.J. Manuel being in sync this week.
You know, it'll be loud, especially early. And, big third downs, you know, he'll have to do a good job. And they run some pretty different pressure looks, different as opposed to what we've seen the past couple weeks. So I'm sure he'll be prepared. I got a lot of confidence in that. And it'll just be about, you know, in the moment with the noise executing.
Well, I've played in, stadiums where it's 95,000 people, 100,000. I know it's going to be loud. Everybody's going to be against us except for the Bills fans out of there. So I think the biggest thing early in the game, you want to, you know, really try to hush their crowd down. If you can go out there, put points on the board or try to get the momentum on your side, because that's where it matters the most when you're away. You can get that momentum on your side early in the game and try to keep it. I think it'll be a lot easier as far as the loudness and all that kind of stuff.
One injury update this week. Jarris Byrd is listed as questionable for this game. He had been listed as doubtful each of the past 2 weeks, never suited up for either of the first two opponents. You know, you look at this game, Murph, the Bills appear to have the better run game. They appear to have the better quarterback. But winning down there has just proven tough, 1-3 in their last four trips.
It is a tough place to play. It's a noisy, hostile crowd that's always been difficult. And the Bills, I think, are really going to have to weather the storm, Chris. Don't expect many long, time-consuming offensive drive for the Bills in this game. Doug Marrone talked earlier in the week about what a great job the Jets are doing, almost leading the league in the number of three-and-out defensive series they force. So that means Buffalo is going to have to take some shots downfield, make a big play against the Jets' cornerbacks, which I think that is it's out there for them to do. I also think that E.J. Manuel looks has to be a little bit more active in running the football in this game, and I think that will help set up things downfield.
Turnovers have been a problem. At least it's hamstrung the offense each of the first two games. They can't have him down there. It's been one of the big reasons why posting victories has been so tough. 12 turnovers in their last four on the road against the Jets. We want to remind you that it is a late kickoff on Sunday, 4:25 against the Jets at MetLife Stadium. Murph will have the call on the radio side with Mark Kelso. Check your local listings to see where you can listen to the game on the Bills Radio Network. We'll have full postgame coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.